Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to House Sea Production Gospel Blog Talk Radio from the Internet City, Beatrice, Alabama. Enjoy.
Good. Great gospel music for you. I'll see.
at How C Internet Radio, the Arcus, Alabama, number one internet radio station. We hope everything is going well for you. Sometimes you might wonder, what is gospel music? Truth gospel music is good news about God and song. Songs in all gospel music, no matter what style, gene, has one single thread that runs through it. All gospel music is telling me good news about God the Father, God the Son, Jesus, and God the Holy Spirit. Gospel music singing praise to God about God to save and unsave. The sound doctrine of Trinity means that God is three persons and yet one in essence. In this passage, all three persons of the Trinity, present and active. Matthew 9:17-17. And it says, Jesus, God's Son, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and those of heavens were opened unto him, and he saw and the true Spirit of God. The Spirit descended on him like a dove, and lighting upon a voice from heaven, saying, God, this number three, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. God's Son, the Holy Spirit, and God speaking. Powerful. Hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. We opened up with Elise LaSalle. The song is called God's Got My Back. And God definitely do have your back. That is a metaphor for God's constant survival and being with us through all situations. Stay with us here on House of the Gospel Blog Talk Radio. And enjoy all of the music for today. Have a great day. Love you here at House of the Gospel Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, put your hands together.
Found him. He is the King of Kings. Found him. Found him. He is the Lord of Lords.
Come and look.
This praise is not for a house or a car, but I'm so glad.
Good morning, Pastor Marcus.
Good morning. How you doing?
Hey, I appreciate you calling on quick notice. I just needed to preach.
Yeah, I'm looking at the number. It's a New York number.
That's where we our broadcast signal goes out.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, if you're willing to pray for us this morning.
Yes.
Please do. Good morning, yes. And I hope you had a good night at work.
Yes, I did. I did. Would you like me to go ahead now?
Yeah, you can now. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Let us pray. All wise and eternal Father, Father God, it's with humble hearts and bowed down head that we come before your lofty throne of grace, Father God.
Thank you, Jesus. Realizing that
as we pray and as we can hear this prayer, that this is another day that we find ourselves on top of the ground, and the ground is not on top of us. So, Father God, right now we want to thank you, Father God, for the wasness of yesterday. We want to thank you for all the trials and tribulations, persecutions, and problems that you brought us through. We also want to thank you, Father God, for the isness of today. The things that's happening right now, we want to thank you for them. Even the bad thing that we go through, Father God, it helps us to grow through. So, Father God, we also want to thank you for the not yet of tomorrow, the doors that you haven't even opened yet, and some of the ones that you will close. We trust you, Father God. We can stand on your word, which simply said to trust in you with all of our heart and not to lean upon our own understanding. So, Father God, you're just our Father. You've been our daddy. Your Father knows best. So, Father God, we know that we can put everything, our trust, and just turn our lives and our will over to you. Because we realize, Father God, that your will always be done. So if our will always match up with your will, then our will be done, because your will is always done. Father God, we thank you right now for your grace and also your mercy, the blessings we don't deserve, and also the mercy, which is the judgment we do deserve. So we just thank you, Father God, for overlooking our faults. Please continue to protect families, Father God. Bless the listeners. There's someone, Father God, that's out there, their heart is heavy. Father God, touch them right now as only you can. Someone has lost a loved one. Please dispatch the spirit of peace that surpasses all understanding. So, Father God, this prayer and all other prayers, Father God, we pray simply in the name of, in the matchless name of our Lord, our Savior, our Redeemer, our Deliverer, our Healer, Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Marcus.
You're welcome, sir.
I had reached out to Sister Athena Marshall this morning, and she didn't respond, so let me try Pastor Marcus.
Yes,
I thank
yes.
you for your trials and your tribulations and what you have went through and where you have been and what God has brought you through and what he's will be taking you through further.
Yes.
Your voice of solitude and power. Thank you, sir. And
you're
the days
welcome.
That you spend and nights that you stay at that prison. Kind of
yes.
Thank
yes.
you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Well, thank you so much for the opportunity, and I hope that someone's heart was touched, or maybe even feel some peace and just feel that they're not alone, that there's a God out there. And mm-hmm. and the scripture speaks of faith the size of a mustard seed. You have to have that type of faith if you believe that you're praying to a God and he's on the other end. So mm-hmm. I just want to encourage somebody to keep on praying because he's listening. Mm-hmm.
And let me encourage you and your First Lady and your ministry and what God's doing for you through your church.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
I've said to you all so many times, God has his time.
Yes.
Be patient.
Yes.
Do what he wants done.
Yes.
It may look like it's dark, but he got light coming. And light comes when he gets ready.
That's right.
Keep your hands on the plow, Brother Marcus.
All right, you always say that. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and my dad said, maybe clogs in the row, but they plow, pick them off to
right.
the side.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
thank
you
Pastor
so much.
Marcus.
You're welcome.
I love
welcome
you for
anytime.
Who you are and what you do, so keep doing
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank
right.
you for
thank you.
For responding without yeah. question, without. It was asked the prayer. That's what it was about, praying.
Yes.
And this nation and of we need prayer. I don't mean to get emotional, but
yeah.
time is winding up, Marcus.
Yeah, yeah. Earthquakes.
We don't know when that hour is going to come or when that day is coming.
That's right. Famines in diverse places.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's in the book. It's in the white pages.
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thank you, and you have a great Wednesday, okay?
You too. All right. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you, sir.
You are.
God bless.
God bless you too.
All right. That was Pastor Marcus, local minister here in Beatrice. He works. He's been through trials and tribulations. He just has got a new church up north here in north part of Alabama, and I'm thankful for. He has been on the pastor's study with us a number of times and in the studio with us. And I appreciate him responding to our call for prayer this morning here on House Hudon Gospel Blog Talk Radio. Thank you. You're listening to House Hudon Gospel Blog Talk Radio, Beatrice, Alabama's number one internet radio station. Thank you very much. Stay with us as we continue with good gospel music here on House Hudon Gospel Blog Talk Radio.
his breath. He was so special, you see, he had to fight all his days and nights. But Daddy loved him anyway. His disease was only a phase, but something was bigger than the tears he cried. And only your father could hear the words that were unspoken. Even though he's in a better place, the thought still makes him cry all day. That's when he looks up in the sky and says, oh God,
everything.
definitely have your back. We want to again thank you for listening to our program this morning. We hope everything is going well for you, no matter what your situation is. Do you know that there is a need for prayer and powerful people to be in solid positions in this world? And we want to thank you all for listening to us here on Hazard and Gospel Blog Talk Radio. More good gospel music coming to your way.
You may as well stay down here. devil right under your feet.
You're listening to How See But I Can Gospel Blog Talk Radio from the Internet City, Beatrice, Alabama. Enjoy.
Put your hand on your neighbor's back and tell him it's already getting easier. Would you prophesy to your neighbor, tell him God's already moving on your
to be the truth. Give him praise.
Let the Lord let your hands do the rhythm. The desires of your heart. Now turn on the other side and tell somebody, tell them, say, I'm getting ready to get a whole lot of stuff. Ask your neighbor right quick and just tell them, if you delight yourself in the Lord, He will give you the desires of your heart. I turn on the other side and tell somebody, tell them, say, I'm getting ready to get a whole lot of stuff. It's my pleasure to introduce my little brother, Steve Allen. Some of y'all gonna be singing that on Sunday morning.
Hanging there, go ahead and hold on. Dry your tears, smile again.
help me show the folks how to hold on. Once I show it to you, then you show it to them. Once I show it to you, then you show it to them. It says, y'all's love in here. I feel it. Amen. I feel it. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm
put me together. Where I was torn apart, you gave me a place where I could lie down. Said to me, Rand, peace is yours right here and right now. You know what I said to him? I said,
Lord, Lord, please
don't leave my side. He looked at me and said,
don't you worry.
Oh, no, boy, you are my child. And from then on, whenever I get the prayer, I look to Jesus. He gives me rest. Something about that name, Jesus. It's the sweetest name I know. Y'all know we won't leave us alone. thank you, Lord. Tell them, oh, there's something, yeah.